Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
MSJDN, which as I understand it is to make a limited military spouse attorney license possible in all 50 states. So what can you tell me about your work with that organization?
So MSJDN is the Military Spouse JD Network. So basically it's a group of about 2,000 military spouses who have law degrees, all spouses of U.S. military. And we have banded together to create a professional organization. The organization's been around for 6 years, and I think I've been a member for 4.5 at this point. And the organization they do many things. We actually provide we call it Justice for Families program that provides free legal assistance for Gold Star families through TAPS. We also do some other pro bono work as well with military, clubs and organizations that are on bases that need assistance with turning into a 501c3 and all that kind of stuff. And then the other thing that we're really committed to is making portability of our licenses something that's possible, so that as our spouses get moved around the country, we're able to continue to serve. Because a lot of military spouse attorneys some serve in private practice, but a lot serve in public capacities. You know, we have, assistant district attorneys. We have public attorneys who serve, in things like adoptions, that do things that just otherwise couldn't be done. So we're not taking jobs away from people. But what we've really tried to do is work systematically through the Supreme Court and in some states the legislature. So we had to get a piece of legislation through the House in Michigan to enable a limited military spouse attorney license that says if you're already licensed as an attorney in another U.S. state and you're in good standing, then you're able to practice law in that new state for the length of time of the assignment of your military spouse. So the service member spouse's timeline is what determines how long we have the license.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense, I think.
Right? I know, we've managed 26 states, but there's a lot of states who are still dragging their feet. So, and unfortunately, this doesn't come under the legislation that has been passed in all 50 states that says, hey, you need to make it easier for military spouses to be licensed in your state. Unfortunately, law is one of those professions that is completely outside the usual way of doing things.
Right.
Because, of course, lawyers have to make life a bit harder.
Right. And the standards and practices in each state are a little bit different.
Yes,
there are different laws in each state. So I understand their reasoning behind it. But again, there can sometimes be special categories of people who do a specific job. I mean, gun laws are different in many states. But if you're in uniform and carrying your, duty weapon as you're traveling over to, let's say Iraq or Afghanistan, those gun laws don't necessarily apply in the same way that they would to a civilian who has an M16 or something like that. So I think a parallel can be drawn there, and certainly our military spouses are serving in their own special way, and we've been talking to one who is doing so, Anna Blanche Rabe. She is an Australian Army veteran and currently the spouse of one of our active duty U.S. Air Force members.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.